Briefly, are actually to do with parties, because you're having a community party here today. So I thought I'd fit in with the theme. Can I have one more? So it's water, wine, and wedding. And I think most of us know this story. If you've come to church regularly, or actually, if you've been to a wedding, because lots of preachers mentioned this story of the wedding in Cana, one of Jesus' first miracles. And he had a bit of water. And what did he do with the water? Can anybody remember? He changed it into the best wine ever. Maybe it was even a white Russian. Who knows? But they loved it. They said, why did you keep the best till last? Because normally, children, close your ears. Normally you make the people slightly drunk and then you can give them the lesser of the wine because they don't taste the difference anyway. That's how the parties normally go. But Jesus did it different because Jesus always gives his best. So I'm sorry if you do the barbecue today, but I'm expecting the best burgers ever. All right? That's good to know. But it is actually a story that's in the Bible. We're all invited to this wedding where Jesus does great things. And Jesus needs his bride, which is us people. And one day he will come back for them. So I don't know about your neighbors, your friends, maybe you here, I don't know where you stand. But you need to know, Jesus is coming back for a wedding, for a party. And he wants you to be included. And he wants to give you the best. And maybe you say, whoa. Who invited you to tell me? You don't know me. You don't know me, my circumstances. You don't know my life. No, it's true, but God does. God knows every detail. Wherever you're at, whether it's on a high, whether it's in a low, whether you're just plowing through life, he knows. And he's got the best for you in those situations. So maybe it's time to look at the party and look at the invitation that you've got and join the party. We're going to sing again with a song.